Hi, GWA. It's Voxy. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, I've been gone for a week. I was on a camping trip. Oh. I could not get off every day, and it was so sad. I really got addicted. Oh, to multiple times a day having orgasms. Thanks to recording here for GWA, and then I couldn't do it for a week, and oh, it was so sad. Well, we're gonna fix that, get back into the swing of things now. I have so many ideas of things to record. Turns out that forced separation maybe is good for, absence makes the heart grow fonder and all that. So I have so many ideas, it was hard to figure out what I wanted to do, except that I knew that I wanted to ramble and I wanted to fucking come a whole lot. So I had an idea that I would simply make a list in this audio of the different topics I have on my head, queued it up, and see which one caught my ear, I suppose, got my eye, caught my clit for the night. And got me turned on a lot. I mean, I am turned on a lot. I've been fucking listening to audio all day long. See, the first thing I did, rather than get off immediately, well, actually, that's partially because I haven't been alone yet, but the first thing I did when I got home was look back through all the logs of things that had been posted over the last week when I was gone. And saved all these nice looking files, and then I've been listening to them. I think I listened to half a dozen files tonight. Oh my god. So I've been audio teasing myself just while making dinner, while eating dinner, while walking the dog, all sorts of things. And so yeah, I'm definitely fucking wet and ready and wanting to scream. So I have all these topics, and I'm gonna list them to you, and one of them is going to catch my attention. And if I mention a topic here and I don't get to it in the rest of this file, please, please, please leave a comment and tell me that you want to hear more about this other thing because I have so many ideas to record, and I really need, well, I need you because I get off when I record these because I know that you're enjoying listening to them. So if you can pinpoint me to what would make you enjoy it more, well, that's just one of those positive feedback loops that I like so much. So let's see. One thing that I did already record and just hasn't been edited for you yet is that I did get one ramble fap recorded while I was camping. There was one night when the camping arrangements were such that I was alone in a tent in the morning and near enough to a small stream that there was a little bit of sound to mask my voice, even if there were other people in other tents nearby. And so it's not a extremely loud, screamy Voxy audio, but it is something that I got done for you all in the wilderness. So I'll probably get that posted in the next couple of days. What else? There were other times that I managed to sneak a quick fap in over the trip, but overall, not many. I mean, the several weeks of recording I did for GWA before leaving got me used to more than one session of orgasms a day, and then I end up going camping, and not even every day do I find a time to touch myself, so fuck. But there was an extra bonus surprise in that I did manage to hook up with one of my friends while we were camping. So that's one of the topics I could ramble fap about, is I could tell you about this friend that I fucked in the woods. And I could tell you about the actual event that happened. and I could tell you the fantasy that that friend and I related to each other while we were fucking each other, because it turns out that we both liked the idea of having anonymous third person out there in the woods that stumbled upon us and joined us. Well, not even just one person, but more. So, do you want to hear the true story of the friend that I fucked while camping, or do you want to hear the fantasy that we had about all the people who came and fucked me in the woods, and I don't know any of them, and they're all anonymous strangers? Yeah, I do want to record that fantasy. It's pretty amazing. And then there's the thoughts I've been having on my own about if I had someone to call sir or ma'am, or I don't know a good gender-neutral term, but non-binary doms out there, let me know what you like to be called. But if I had someone to be in that role in my life, what would I want them to know? What would I beg of them? See, I could also muse about that. I could ramble fap about how it's interesting. The things that I don't want to have to say when I'm in my submissive headspace versus the things that I probably would need to make explicit to a dom so that they'd know that it was okay to do that in the first place. I don't know, that's a complicated, complicated set of thoughts. Or I could ramble about the hypnosis file I recorded and how well that went over and how it was also fun playing the dom. And how I'm looking for more HFO scripts, and how powerful it feels to know that just my fucking voice, just this beautiful voice right here, that can make someone come. Oh, that's such a sweet, sweet feeling. I love having that power. So those are some topics. And then there's like 20 script ideas that I have saved. I really missed this performing. I missed this community. I missed you. I missed you so much. I was even expecting it to happen, and yet. So, yeah. Which of those ideas do I like the most? Oh, actually, now that I think about it, I have 3 body-related things to talk about, so maybe that's what I will get caught in. So, yeah. I'm gonna start with the least sexy thing, which is all these mosquito bites. I don't know. I thought it might be funny to record something and try to make it sexy about, you know, there's the count the freckles on your body. I was thinking about maybe doing some sort of improv scene of, you know, apply ointment to these mosquito bites. I don't know. I don't think it actually works. I think that that one's not a full ramble fap possibility, but I like adding a little bit of silliness and realness and real bad humor or bad attempts at seduction. I don't know. There. Oh, and I can segue nicely into the very last bit of information I have. This was a subject I wanted to talk about last week before I left. Because, you see, before my big yearly camping trip, going to the woods for a week is hard enough. I get dirty and scummy feeling enough. I don't want to add to it. So before I go, I make an appointment And I get something between a bikini and a Brazilian wax. I get all the hair taken off of my legs, from my ankles, all the way up past my knees, up my thighs, and a few finger widths in onto my pussy lips. And it feels so fucking good. Oh, I mean, yes, getting body hair waxed hurts, but I get turned on with the pain of the bikini wax as she works up my legs. But I'm good. And I wait until I'm home. Now you get to hear about how much that turns me on and how much it turns me on right now to reach down and feel all of this smooth skin. That's the great thing about getting waxed, is that it's a week later and it's still all smooth and sensitive, way more sensitive than when I'm being on petrol. And my pussy lips tingle when I touch them, because they've had that, almost that torture of the hot wax. Oh, fuck. Oh, I would love to actually mix. God. I'm really getting turned on. I do like this idea. They're two very different substances, but I would love to have someone dripping hot candle wax on my breasts and on my nipples, while someone else was ripping the body hair using the hot wax on my legs and on my cunt. Fuck. Oh, that would feel so good. Oh, all those feelings. Fuck. Fuck. No. No, I want everyone to be here. I want everyone to touch the smooth skin. What's the point of being so smooth if no one's here to appreciate it? Fuck. Recording. Having the time the week apart to really think about it. And experience the difference, kind of the withdrawal and coming face to face with how much of my life had become to change because of my recording habit. Oh, really, really, really made it obvious. Fuck. How much I liked it. Oh. You like hearing me tell you how much I love this. Oh, I know you love. Fuck, I know you love hearing me come. So I'll do that again. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god, yes. Oh, I'm gonna come for you now. I'm gonna come for you again. Oh my god. Oh my god. I can't believe this is still building. I feel so close. So fucking close. Tonight is not a night for multiple tiny orgasms. Oh, I'm definitely building up to a very big, very big one. Oh. So I'm gonna give myself a little bit of a breather. Fuck. Oh god! Oh god! Fuck me! is still coming. Oh god, I'm shaking all over him. Fucking coming still. I'm fucking coming still. Oh fuck. Oh my god, that was huge. Oh my god, that was long. God. Oh. Oh. Oh god. Oh. Oh, I have to hold back on my clit for a moment because I'm just so fucking sensitive after that. Oh god. Oh. Oh god. That was so good. Oh my god. Oh, I did not expect that. Oh. Fuck. I got swept away in that. I guess today really was the submissive fantasy day, ultimately. I guess I really did just need the one very big orgasm tonight. So I think I'm gonna leave all the other topics for another time. Let me know which you're most interested in hearing. Oh, I miss you, GWA. Okay. Mwah.